This is the Only Human podcast from Community Radio 4ZZZ out of Brisbane, Australia.
Hi, Emma. Thank you so much for joining me on Only Human today. Could you please tell us a little bit about yourself and Sweltering Cities?
Sure thing. Thanks for having me. So I'm Emma Bacon. I'm the executive director and founder of Sweltering Cities. We're an organization that works directly with people who are impacted by extreme heat. So people who live in hot homes and hot suburbs. And we are working on campaigns and advocacy to make our cities more livable, sustainable, and equitable.
Well, yeah, thank you. It sounds like really important work that you're doing. So what are the risks of extreme heat to people with disabilities specifically?
So people with disability are impacted in a whole range of ways when it comes to extreme heat. And, you know, in the same way as there is sort of endless and different ways that people can experience disability, there's lots of different ways that extreme heat might impact the community. So extreme heat has both physical and mental health impacts. When it comes to physical health impacts, a lot of the biggest risk factors are if our body has trouble regulating internal temperature. So people who are at risk include people with disability, people with chronic illnesses, older people, young babies, people on certain medications, things like that. So if you think about, you know, potentially having a condition where, you know, it makes it harder for your body to regulate temperature, you might be on a medication that also makes you warmer, makes it, you know, more difficult for you to sweat or things like that. We also know that antidepressants and some antipsychotics, some of those types of medications, make people more vulnerable to the heat. And there's different issues like an increase in anxiety, in depression. We know there are more mental health hospital admissions during periods of extreme heat. So, you know, it's all these different ways that heat itself can impact people, but there's also ways that our environment and our homes are, you know, more hostile or damaging to people. So for example, you know, we talk a lot about hot streets and how on a really hot day, just leaving the house to walk to catch a bus could become dangerous. So, you know, of course that could be even more dangerous to people with a disability. So as I said, sort of as many ways as you can think of, there's lots of different impacts.
Thank you for explaining that. Do you think there needs to be an increased awareness of the ways that heat waves can be fatal to disabled people in particular?
I think there definitely needs to be lots more awareness of the way that heat impacts people with disabilities. We know that almost 90% of people who die during heat waves are people with disability. And that is a really shocking statistic and just reflects that the people who are, you know, most at risk, but also sometimes least able to access help, are members of that community. So there needs to be a lot more awareness in the community, from the government and from the medical services and doctors about what services and support needs to be provided.
Thank you. And I was wondering if you'd be able to elaborate on the measures that you're calling, that Sweltering Cities is calling for the NDIS to initiate better support for people with disability affected by extreme heat.
We've been working with DANA, the Disability Advocacy Network Australia, on identifying how we can work together to help raise awareness amongst politicians, amongst decision makers, of what needs to be done to help people with disability be safer during heat waves. And specifically on the NDIS, we've heard from DANA and from other people with disability that being able to access through the NDIS measures to help people be cool and safe at home would be really important. So it's things like putting cooling in a care plan, putting heat wave safety in a care plan. So you could access things like putting on aircon, you know, fans, other cooling measures, things like that. And it's as simple as that, but also making sure that all NDIS providers have a heat wave safety plan so that no one's being put at risk and everyone is being able to access safety measures on really hot days.